How about that? The gin strings are in the house just like ninjas. They've appeared from the shadows. The gin strings. Welcome back to the Roadhouse, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, so we got to let our listeners in on the lineup and give them the visual from Looker's left and moving right to left on your radio dial. We've got Matt Blake on the bass, Eli Bentley on the dobro banjo, Gavin Haskins, mandolin man, and John Miller with the guitar box. Did I get that right, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And it's always helpful if you have something important to say to introduce yourself and what it is you need to say. Just so our listeners know who they're talking with. John, how about you go first and explain the roots of the gin strings? How long have you guys been playing together?
You know, we've been coming up on 5 years now and getting ready to release our second album. We got an album out right now. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff. And you know, it's been quite the ride so far, and things are really starting to pick up. We're traveling across the country, doing a lot more festivals and events around. So it's really just about getting out there and doing it. You know, music is a ride.
Nice. Yeah, our very own Will Moore, music director, handed me your album, Gin Strings, self-titled. Looks like.
Yep, that's our first album, self-titled album.
Very nice looking. Cover art there, and you guys must play a little bluegrass then, right?
Yeah, it's you know, we do all kinds of stuff. I'd say it's best to classify us as a string band. And we'll just kind of touch base with whatever genre we're in the mood for at that moment.
How about the Mozart and Beethoven?
That sort of you never know, you know.
That's what I think of strings, but you got the gin strings, little saucy title there, and a favorite down at the tavern, right? You guys.
Yeah, we've been playing there for quite a few years, and we enjoy it. We'd take any excuse to come up here and catch the fresh air and meet good people. It's always a good time here. We're excited to showcase new tunes. You know, like I said, we got another album coming up. We're going to play some stuff off of that. It's called Don't Leave Flowers is the upcoming album.
Ah, a little grim there, huh?
Yeah.
Like a GNR thing. Wait, no. That was something about the roses.
Yeah, the song Don't Leave Flowers will surprise you, though. It's not as grim as you may think.
All right. Well, you better save that for later.
There you go.
Why don't you start us off with something slow and
stringy. I don't think they know slow.
No?
No, I don't think so.
We'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Steve, I gonna be memories, and you'll be mine.
Jane Strings at the Roadhouse on the shore. Now I know what all the hype's about. You guys sound amazing.
Thank you very much. It's all come back to me, too.
I remember how hard you jammed here last time. It's like just watching you jam feels good.
Well, we like doing what we do. That's why we're here.
Yeah, it's definitely feel-good music. And you guys got that harmony.
Well, thank you.
A little classic on the side there. Matt Blake on the bass busting out the big bow, the big bow. Is that a bow or a bow?
It's a bow.
Bow.
Arco, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big sound, guys. So, checking out your fabulous website, ginstrings.com. I can't help but notice you won the 2016 Northwest String Summit Band Competition. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a music festival out in North Plains, Oregon, held at a beautiful area. It's a peacock farm. Wild peacocks running around everywhere, and it's you know, kind of a bluegrass roots Americana based music festival, and they have a band competition, and we went out there because we got selected out of, you know, a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
And went out there, performed, and won the contest. It was a great experience, and we get to go back again this year and perform at the festival, and we're very excited. It was just a magical It's just a great place.
Yeah,
you know,
if
you ever get a chance to go out there and check it out, it's something else, you know.
Yeah, that's out at North Plains, Oregon, huh?
Yeah.
Horner's Hideout.
Yeah, Horning's Hideout. It's a really beautiful place, and wow. You know, not many places you can go and just walk around and see peacocks just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And all that great music in the air.
Yes.
Great stuff. Great stuff, Gin Strings. And more from your media desk would be the gondola, the Lutzen gondola ride?
Yeah, that
what
was...
What happened there?
That was actually from last year's Mountain Meltdown.
Okay.
And we were just at Mountain Meltdown last weekend.
Right.
At Lutzen, and that was a great time, as always. But yeah, the gondola session was quite the ride, I should say.
Oh. You didn't all fit into the gondola.
We did. No, we brought that upright bass in there, too.
No.
You got to check it out online. There's some great YouTube there.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Ginstrings.com. But yeah, that was when the gondola was new then, right? That was part of that sort of hype around that.
Yeah, it was the new, bigger gondolas. Yeah. So they were like, let's see what we can really fit in these things. And I think we really tested it.
Oh, what a smooth ride. Yeah. So how was Mountain Meltdown last weekend?
It was a really great time. It was great to be outside, performing. It was sunny. It was beautiful. Yeah. So it was it was just a good experience, in mid-April or so, to be outside at Lutzen with the sun coming down playing music. It was just really beautiful.
Do you take in the slopes as well? You guys snowboarders?
We would have if we would have had more time, but we showed up just in time to play one of those scenarios.
The professional. JIT. That's cool. So you guys tour, you got the full-time, this is your thing? Or you guys got day jobs?
We're trying to make it the thing, Yeah. It's hard to get out there and do it, but we do it as much as we can, and that's what we're going to be doing. So
yeah, it shows. Oh. I want to hear some more of that smooth string music.
Yeah,
with the Gin Strings.
We'll perform you one off of our upcoming album. This one's called Searching for Anne Marie.
Night about 3 a.m. and I was thinking it could have been a friend of mine. It turned to be a man with trouble on his tongue. He was looking to find a girl named Anne-Marie. Son, there ain't no woman at this line. Well, it was only me who'd find an offer not. He didn't seem to hear me as he told me how his love was destined to become a button rose. Lonely bastard must have been asleep talking. Searching for someone that he may never find. In the end, aren't we all just walking down this life like it's one long, lonesome line? Came to shine away the dew upon my windowsill, and you were still right there. To believe so deeply and to never let it go, to keep what your heart holds to be true. Slipping faster into those sweet dreams of angels. Searching for comfort in a vacancy. time. In the end, aren't we all told fables? Through this life, trading love for lies.
Nice work, gentlemen. Gin strings. Matt Blake on the bass, Eli Bentley on the banjo, Gavin Haskins mandolin, and John Miller guitar. Well done, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You write your own stuff?
Yes.
How does that collaboration go?
I guess us two.
All right, so that is Eli and Gavin?
Yeah, we bring some lyrics to the table, and usually we have a pretty good idea of a chord progression that we want to do and bring it to the group, and everyone adds in their own character and kind of, you know, the basis of the songwriting comes mostly out of Gavin. I've written a few of the songs, but it's cool to see what happens to the songs after we write them and what we have in our heads, and when we bring it to the group what becomes of it. Mm-hmm. Because you have a group of musicians that none of us played bluegrass, so we're all coming from these kind of different backgrounds, and you, every once in a while you get a taste of it in all of our songs.
Interesting. So what brought you to bluegrass or strings?
It was the most cohesive thing that we could all
the
play
middle to ground.
Get. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So what are some of those backgrounds? Can you kind of go through, like, Matt? Where did you?
Well, I started out classically trained on the violin and stuff, and it's more of a classical jazz background. And but roots music is just something that we all, you know, I think everybody can kind of relate to, you know. So that's probably what I bring to the table mostly.
Okay, and Eli?
I came from a lot of playing blues and country and stuff like that, you know, honky-tonk country, old Hank Williams. And I guess I just kind of molded over to that other side of it, you know, the quicker, more upbeat side of it. Mm-hmm. With the banjos and the strings and all that. Yeah. So.
And Gavin?
I'm kind of all across the board, you know. Grew up listening to Prairie Home Companion in the back of my grandpa's car, and so that's a big part of it. But then in my angsty, you know, 13, 14, 15, I was listening to a lot of death metal. So that's complete opposite end of the spectrum. But then, you know, a little bit of funk music, rock and roll, classic rock stuff. We get a lot of everything, a lot of collaboration.
And John?
My roots definitely lie with funk soul music is where it hits my funky bone.
I can see that.
Well, it's a great, great mash, great meld.
Indeed.
The gin string sound, and had a lot of success with it. You guys definitely getting the name out and getting the nice award last year. Going back for more. Got a nice lineup coming up at the Gunflint Tavern starts tonight, the spring tour, and then you're looks like all the way out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota next week.
Yep, Sioux Falls with some good friends of ours, Condor, kind of a roots Americana bluegrass style, just like we are. So it's gonna be fun to go out and hang out with those guys. I got another show on Wednesday in Minneapolis with this group from Kentucky called the Wooks, and then it's all over. We're gonna be traveling a lot this year, and we're excited about it.
Festival season too. Looks like you're playing nice festivals: Revival Music Fest in Geneva, Minnesota, and then the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Fest in Richmond.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, and luckily a lot of stuff in the area, so people can come out. Everybody should come out and go to a festival at some point if you can. It's always good to
fun.
Take time off from whatever you're doing and go see music and just kind of be free for a little bit.
So Dave, I have to ask, you probably already know, but where's home for you guys?
We all came from just a little bit around Minnesota in different areas, but we're now collectively in the Twin Cities.
Okay, and how did you find each other?
Some of us went to an arts high school called Perpich in Golden Valley, and that's kind of how we met. And
actually, all four of us went to an arts high school. He went to SBCPA.
Yeah, okay. That's St. Paul Conservatory for Performing Artists in downtown St. Paul.
There you go.
Kind of the competitor art school, if there's such a thing.
And look what happens.
I guess,
Yeah. Very cool. Well, here's something comes to mind. You guys play a lot of old-time music. You're young hipsters. Like, how does that... how's that work with the crowd? Is the crowd young?
I guess we've never got it. You know what's cool about what we're doing is you could have a 5-year-old out front of the stage just having a time, but you could also have someone in their 80s who came to their last show or so. You know, who knows what it was, but it's something that reminded them of music they had back then.
That's a good point.
So it's new and it's old and it's up and down and left and right. It's everywhere.
All walks of life, I feel.
Yeah. It's easy, and that's kind of why we really enjoy doing this, is because we've had so many different groups of people enjoy this. I've had people who strictly listen to hip-hop or strictly listen to metal, and they're like, I actually kind of like your guys' stuff. I think I could get into the banjo.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. I got that same opinion. It's really universally positive music, easy to listen to.
I think that kind of is what brought us together too, is the fact that it was kind of universal, and we realized that all coming from different backgrounds and started playing it, and we're like, this is probably what we're going to be doing for a long time.
All right. Well, thanks for coming together, and thanks for coming in tonight on the Roadhouse before the big show downtown, Gunflint Tavern tonight, probably 9 o'clock or so. You'll take the stage.
Yep.
Not quite open upstairs yet, I bet. Maybe, though. They got the big garage doors in.
I don't think it's going to be open yet. I think it's still got about a month till they're going to be opening upstairs.
Yeah.
It's kind of bringing it back for us because, we've been playing there before that was there. And, we're used to playing inside. And we don't really care where we're playing. The good thing about our music is we could just be standing next to you like we are right now. And it'll be fine.
Well, and we're putting it out on the World Wide Web and WTIP Strong Signal on the Friday Night Roadhouse show. Keep the good strings strumming, fellas. We got time for a couple more songs. And you got to save that Don't Leave Flowers song for last.
Oh, right. You want us to do the last?
Yeah.
All right. He was all ready to do it now.
Well, we'll do a newer one that isn't on any of our albums.
We'll
keep it fresh
here first.
Love an exclusive.
We got a.
Oh yeah.
Put a device onto the dobro here to
make equipment update. That's right. Eli's putting down the banjo and picking up the dobro. Everybody's fiddling and tuning. I'll let people know that WTIP would like to welcome Cross River Lodge as our newest business sponsor. Please join us in thanking them for their support. Gin Strings, take it away.
1, 2, 3. Searching around, I've been digging for gold. Been praying down on your knees for a home. You've been
wonder why you ain't got a dollar to your name, and crying out with a heart for love's sake. Feelings you've always known, and I think it's time for me to go. Station, your heart's a marketplace. Too much traffic up there, you can't get no space. Down in my heart, you can't buy or sell nothing. It's feeling for meaning and longing for something greater than yourself and someone to tell.
Gin Strings are joining us in Studio A here on the Roadhouse. We've got Matt, Eli, Gavin, and John. They'll be down at the Gunflint Tavern later tonight. It's about 9 o'clock, and I think you're there tomorrow night as well, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was actually there last night just playing on my own. And then I got a country group coming in on Sunday. Just
really?
Duo. It's kind of a Johnny and June style thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's Eli.
You're just going to move here, right?
Yeah.
Eli?
Yeah, I kind of just live here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he luckily gets to live here for the weekend. Yeah, I call it my second hometown.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we're lucky to have you back. And new album coming out soon. What's the release date on that?
We don't have the release date yet, but it's getting there, and we are extremely excited about it. Albums are one of those fickle things that you just gotta put that time in. No matter how anxious you are to get it out, you gotta make sure it sounds good for not only you, but for everybody else listening. And we want to make sure we put the time and effort into it to make it good.
Yeah, you know, I once heard they never remember how long it took, just how good it was. So.
Very I true. Like that.
Good things yeah. take time. And is there a lot of mastering and that sort of work on the back end?
A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, they think albums just get punched out. But, man, there's years and years put behind them. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's songs that somebody wrote 10, 15 years ago and all of a sudden got brought to the table and became something. And you never know. I mean, it's all just a work in progress.
And actually, our job is fairly easy in the studio. We come in and play the songs, and you got to take a few takes. But once you get your tracks down and your vocals, then it's out of your hands at that point. Yeah. So
nice. Yeah. Well, good luck with that, guys. And now it's time for that one last song, that new title track,
the
maybe.
Title track, yes. This one's called Don't Leave Flowers.
You guys, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us. We love being here.
Matt Blake, Eli Bentley, Gavin Haskins, and John Miller, Gin Strings. Thank you guys. Have fun at the tavern tonight.
Oh, we will. Thank you very much for having us.
See you next time around.